About 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, due to that 2.5-year-old in a vet clinic, I remembered that this was on tonight. And then when I got here tonight, I got told you're not allowed notes. So thankfully, everyone else has gone over time, so I'll be able to keep it short. And I rang Ro yesterday afternoon. I said, well, so what's the topic again? And she said, it's heavy petting. And I thought, right, well, it's about 2.5 years since I've had much experience of that. And so I had a little bit of a think about it, and I thought, well, instead of one long story, I'll come out with a few little stories and hopefully tie them all back together at the end. So I'm a Marlborough boy from a large Catholic family. I grew up on a farm sort of between Ward and Seddon, and basically the middle of nowhere. And where we grew up with the animals, they were certainly companions, but they were animals on the farm. And being one of seven, you know, as far as a luxury of going to the vet was, well, that didn't happen. And, you know, Dad talks about Rogernomics and, you know, having a huge mortgage. I remember hand-me-down shoes from my sister and having to wear them to primary school. That breeds thick skin. Fast forward sort of a few years to being a new graduate and, you know, getting a different view of how people interact with animals because, you know, certainly we'd grown up really good welfare on the farm. And look, I do remember one time when I was back home a year after school and having to take care of a lot of sheep during a pretty horrific drought back in 98. I get to be a vet, I'm out in practice, and I walk into the consult room, and very early on, I always remember this was a family came in, and there's mum, dad, and four teenage children of varying sexes, and they're all sitting there with their Labrador that has grown up with them. It's that time, and it's time to say goodbye, and I'm sitting there as the sort of young vet, just hoping I hit the vein. Which... if any of you ever go to the vet in the future and, you know, the vet looks like they're concentrating at the vein because it's not as easy as it looks. And that feeling, you know, there wasn't a dry eye in that room. And that was something that really hit home and started to hit home a lot. You know, it's a little bit different but a bit the same. And I do remember going out to visit a farmer at the same time as a young grad. And farmers, and in fact, pet owners are like this too. We still get this. The sun goes down, and as the sun goes down, the level of anxiety sort of goes up until it reaches that critical point where you ring the vet. For farmers, at least it's when the sun goes down. 1 a.m. seems to be when the sun goes down for some people. But anyway, you come cruising out on the farm and over the hill, and the farmer's standing there with the cow with his foot on it, just in case you're not sure which one's needing help. But yeah, this is the cow here. Yeah. Okay, I can see that. Pulling calves out of cows is actually quite satisfying. It's one time you get to be a midwife as a vet and in practice. And those farmers really care for those animals too, and it was something that's hit home. Fast forward a bit further to the UK, it was about 8 years ago. In fact, 8 years ago I was in Cardiff, where I learnt another lesson. Don't take sport too seriously. I got back from that weekend in Cardiff, and the boss's wife at work in Dover, where I was, said to him, "Someone in Brennan's family died." And sort of realised maybe I'm taking this sport a bit too seriously. But anyway, sorry, that was an aside. So I'm working in the UK, and I had one really, really nice old guy come in. I'll never forget this guy. He was elderly, he was a war veteran, and he had this gorgeous little West Highland White Terrier. And I got to know him over the period of 2 to 3 months because this dog had an oral mass that just kept growing and growing, and so we debulked it a couple of times. But yeah, it was cancerous, and it was likely to have spread, and without taking off half the jaw, there was no way we were actually going to be able to do anything, and taking off half the jaw wasn't something he particularly wanted to do, or I, so, you know, it was like, well, we'll maintain things as long as we can. So we did that for 2 or 3 months, and over the time I got to know him, and I realised this dog, and he sort of told me it was his last contact with his dead wife of sort of 40 or 50 years, and he was definitely a lonely old guy. And he said, you know, this is my last connection with my wife, because really it was her dog. I love the dog, and it's like, it's my wife. And, you know, putting that dog to sleep was something that really hurt. and it was tough. And having come from a farming background, whereby you know, like animals were there, and we looked after them. Gee, welfare was good. To getting to this other end, where you know, like they're becoming more than just a companion; they're actually you know part of your family. And you know, like when I was a kid, family portrait, there weren't pets in it. You know, now not through anything bad, but yeah, one of seven kids in no room. Especially with my older sister telling everyone what to do. She's a nurse. Anyway, it's quite true. And I get back from overseas and I come back to New Zealand, and one thing that's absolutely fantastic is, and I see it time and time again, I feel really blessed to be in a profession and live in a society where we care so much for animals. I did a wee bit of work in Saudi Arabia, and the expats there struggled with it, but the locals, they'll take a kitten in, and then 9-10 months later, well, it's not a kitten anymore, it's not cute, so, you know, they just put it out on the street, or the desert, I should say, and it's not nice, and it's so fantastic, and, you know, to come back and realise that, gee, well, what a fantastic society we live in, and that pets really are becoming more and more parts of our lives, and you see the benefits that brings to people everywhere, and so, you know, I guess my little story for tonight is pets are family.